The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News.
This is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Could Donald Trump soon be officially back out on the campaign trail in a bid to regain the presidency for 2024? And could his former vice president, Mike Pence, land him in hot water if he goes before the January 6th committee? All of that plus the disturbing case of an heiress recently abducted while out for an early morning jog. We'll get the details from managing editor at WSHU Public Radio, Terry Sheridan. Morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, Anton.
Donald Trump is campaigning unofficially, but may make the official leap. He recently did another of his big rallies, the first after the FBI undertook a search warrant in his property. It was, to put it nicely, truth adjacent.
That's a good way to put it. Yes, he did it Saturday night in Pennsylvania, which is a very important state for both Republicans and Democrats. Democrats to hold the Senate, Republicans to try to gain it. But this was, as you said, the first one after the search. It was also the first one after President Joe Biden's speech last week when he talked about the soul of the nation and called the followers of Donald Trump a threat to democracy and also, you know, semi-fascists. So this was former President Trump's first chance to respond to that, and he responded to it in a typically Trumpian fashion. He called Biden an enemy of the state and just vamped for several hours, you know, again, as you said, teasing that he is going to run. I mean, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. There are various reasons why he hasn't announced it now, but he was basically saying he's going to run.
What are the reasons that he hasn't announced it, Terry?
One is mostly it's financial. Once he declares himself a candidate, then money that he raises has to be reported in a specific way. Right now, he can raise money for any reason, but also use it for any reason, including reasons that were not the reason that he asked for it, if that makes sense. Also, the Republican National Committee has said that they would not pay for any of his legal fees if he announces before the November election. The reason is they don't want him to insert himself in the 2022 midterms, but obviously he already has.
Now, in the midst of all this, there is the possibility that Mike Pence may show up in front of the January 6th committee in what would be the first sensational thing that Mike Pence has possibly ever done in his entire life. Would it be deeply damaging to Trump if he does?
Again, when we're talking Donald Trump, who knows? Things that would be deeply damaging to most people seem not to be, you know, with the Teflon president. But it would also alter the narrative, because if he testified, Mike Pence testified before the January 6th committee, they would talk about everything from, you know, him being feet away from being captured, in essence, by the rioters, being taken to the basement, refusing to get into the limousine of the Secret Service to be driven away. So it would not be a good testimony for Donald Trump.
Do we know if Mike Pence is still bitter? Because the evidence before the January 6th committee shows that Donald Trump was aware of what the rioters wanted to do to Mike Pence and how close they were getting, but he didn't do anything. Mike Pence knows all that now as well.
Absolutely. But the thing with Mike Pence is he has not outright condemned Donald Trump for what happened that day. Yes, he has taken positions that have split from the Trumpian line, but he has not directly accused the president. So that would be the fine point. You know, is he bitter? Can't tell. But he hasn't appeared to be bitter in public.
Meanwhile, Trump has had something of a success because he's managed to get a Trump-appointed federal judge to accede to his lawyer's request that a special master would analyze the documents the FBI seized from his home in Mar-a-Lago. What's the significance of that?
Well, the significance of that from the legal experts that I've talked to and that I've read about is that this basically delays the process of the FBI actually looking at the records. Now, a documents team from the FBI and from the Department of Justice has already looked through them, but not the actual investigators. But this would allow the special master to say, okay, what is privileged information, what is personal information, etc., before the FBI is even allowed to look at it. On the one hand, the FBI and the Department of Justice can still continue the investigation. It doesn't stop the investigation. They can talk to other witnesses. They can talk to, they can read other documents, but it won't allow them to look at the documents that were seized, the over 13,000 pages that were seized last month at Mar-a-Lago. However, it appears that the Department of Justice will file an appeal on several grounds, one being that no president has claimed executive privilege after they've left office, and no president has claimed executive privilege in a department that is part of the executive branch of the government. Executive privilege has been claimed between the president and Congress, also between the president and the courts. So this most likely will be appealed.
Although it has to be said, no president, even including Nixon, drove a coach and four as much through executive privilege precedent as Donald Trump did.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's part of what we were talking about last week. When Donald Trump says these documents are mine, you know, he believes truly, la tasse moi, this I am the state, or I was the state. In this case.
Well, I'm not sure he is as clear on the separation between those two as you might be. Finally, very strange case of an heiress recently abducted while out for an early morning jog. Can you give us some of the details of this, if you could?
Yeah, this is a very sad case. Eliza Fletcher in Memphis, Tennessee, was out for an early morning jog last week. Video surveillance shows a man getting out of a black SUV as she was jogging. There is a struggle. He forces her into the car, and then they drive off. She has not been seen since. Now, the latest developments this morning is that a body has been found nearby, and police in the coroner's office are working to identify the body. But the person who was arrested, Cleotha Abston, he has been charged with a series of crimes, but he is not cooperating with the police or with the investigation. 20 years ago, he was also arrested on a kidnapping charge. So it's going to be interesting where this goes if that body is, in fact, Eliza Fletcher's. She is a kindergarten teacher, 38 years old, mother of two. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. She is the heiress or the granddaughter of the owner of Joseph Orgill III, who had Orgill Farming Products.
Very sad story. And obviously we'll get updates from you the next time we speak to you, Terry. Thanks again. That's Terry Sheridan, who is managing editor at WSHU Public Radio, bringing us the latest in the US Roundup. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.